This is the sixth part of a special series exploring how the governmental regeneration program New Deal for Communities affected Burngreave and its residents. The sixth part looks into how the interviewees evaluate New Deal's performance. Which were the success stories around New Deal for Communities, and where was it found wanting? Here is Rashida Hassan Ali from the educational project Advancing Together.
In this local community, I can see places that look better. I can see a greater aspiration among children and young people and among the adult communities than there was a decade ago. I can see better multi-agency working. What I don't see so much of, and which I think is not entirely Burngreave New Deal's fault or problem, is that there is still lack of true employment opportunity. There is still we're not at the next level in terms of business opportunity for people, a thriving economic area with, you know, vibrant shops and plenty of people coming into the area. I still feel that Burngreave hasn't taken its place as an area that is competitive with the rest of the city. It's still seen as a poor cousin. It's still seen as a deprived area, and I wanted to get away from that, really.
This was Rashida Hassan Ali. Here is John Vincent, member of the Burngreave New Deal for Communities Partnership Board. How would you overall evaluate the past 8 years?
Very interesting. And I don't find it... I need more time, I think, because you would have to evaluate things like the hundreds and thousands of people who benefited personally from it, the dozens of people who are now in jobs, and the number of people who were helped in terms of businesses and enterprises and projects. And all of that, a lot of that is ongoing. And even if it's not ongoing, it has really happened and it has really helped a lot of people. So that all of those things and the general feeling that Burngreave is no longer a dump, which is the worst area of the city, all of those things are very, very important. Now, if you then went on to say to me, could there have been a better way to do it? I think I'd have to say, well, you're asking an amateur whose only knowledge is of a lifetime commitment at working in urban areas. And I have always worked in the voluntary sector, where, of course, there are not high salaries and where you're mainly dependent upon people's own voluntary commitment. And that's what the churches have been and the organizations I've worked with, like the ashram now down in Burngreave on Spittle Hill, is all volunteers. Now, New Deal hasn't really had much of an effect in that area. We didn't find really the way to build up the local voluntary sector. And we did have a scheme to do this, which was going to happen in the last 2 years. And that's just disappeared, you see. So we're now in the situation where the New Deal Partnership Board is meeting together with the coordinating committee of the Burngreave Community Action Forum, discussing how we can keep things going within the community over the next years.
This was John Vincent. Here is Dr. Kagwa, chair of the Burngreave Community Action Forum.
I think a New Deal for Communities was very instrumental in enabling a number of projects to take off so that they could begin to provide the services that they had wanted. Unfortunately, there seemed to have been no exit strategy well planned, well coordinated to ensure continuity.
Would you identify any other negative aspects apart from the exit strategy?
Indeed. And I'll quote my own example. When I was involved, I had been invited to work in the nationwide transport training project, which was providing several jobs in the Bangreef New Deal area. This project put forward a very constructive business plan seeking to get future builders' investment. We submitted this, and future builders were very receptive. They sought to have local investment in the knowledge that New Deal was here, but New Deal responded negatively, i.e. future builders could not invest if a local investor was not interested.
What did they want exactly to do in the area, future builders?
We had applied to future builders for jobs worth about £1 million in transport and related projects. These included forklift training, HGV, bus drivers, and these were to go to local people who would have completed training locally. Future builders were willing to put up a substantial amount of that money, and all they wanted really was for New Deal to make a gesture and an expression of interest in the local project of transport training. So they requested that to that, they wanted a contribution, say, of about £50,000. And that was not forthcoming at that time from New Deal. We have heard of several other areas that have received New Deal funding. Others have had some problems, but I think ours do stand out because whilst local investment here was made, that local investment seemed not to really have solved the problems of unemployment, deprivation. The elderly in the BME communities are still in their homes and suffering in terms of lack of supported accommodation. There is single women with children who would benefit from various services that need to be highlighted by such funding as New Deal. But this has only scratched a little bit of the needs, and then it has disappeared. Also, there is a great need for young people, particularly in the New Deal area. If we talk about Bangreef, there are so many new families that have arrived in Bangreef over the last 15 years. Their young people have got no provisions to cater for particular culture-specific needs. And so investment for the youth to create diversionary activity, i.e. diversion from crime, diversion from loitering, diversion from idleness. This needs to be tackled, and a fund like New Deal in Bangreef should have addressed this head-on. However, with its demise, we now have a problem that there are no particular projects with funding to meet these needs.
This was Dr. Kagwa, and here is Bronwyn McCarthy, who has been working on the project Advocacy Now.
Would you say that the New Deal has affected in an indirect way the neighbourhood?
I guess that it was useful for an area like Bangreef to have access to funding to allow small local projects to be funded, which gave people a sense of ownership over the projects and made people feel that there was value in what they were doing already, trying to get people in the community involved and active, and there certainly is a lot more of that, in my opinion. I guess that the indirect response would be that people have been at an advantage for having lived in a community where those services were available. So as I said, there are other parts of Sheffield that haven't had that luxury, but it's a shame that they've been taken away prematurely.
But then do you really believe it's a luxury? I mean, if it's a luxury, then this I think is a little
unnecessary.
like...
No, you're right, it's the wrong word. It's not luxury, it's a necessity. The things that were brought about as a result of the New Deal money were things that Burngreave really needed in terms of an area. It was and always still remains to be a socially deprived area where there are many more people here claiming benefits and living in poverty than there are in other parts of Sheffield. And that continues to be the case, regardless of the New Deal money. I guess the difference was that there have been services available to people in their neighbourhood, whereas otherwise they might have had to go out and find them elsewhere in Sheffield, and then the cultural and language barriers would have been very difficult for a lot of people who wouldn't probably have gone looking for those services outside of the Burngreave area. I think it was really important that they were offered in a culturally appropriate way and in the language that people needed to speak.
This was Bronwyn McCarthy, and here is Ibrar Hussein, a local Labour councillor.
The New Deal in Burngreave has been very successful. I think one thing it's done is like festivals like these, in education it's been money. Look at the state of the area as well, the housing, the look of the house. That was one of the key aspects. If the house prices are rising, when you drive through Burngreave, look of the area, the street scene, I think it's looking a lot more different than about 10 years ago it was as well. So also with the crime figures as well. Unfortunately, there are other issues that do, you know, time to time come about here, but overall it has improved. We always wish it was a lot more better. That's all it is the case. But we are where we are, and hopefully we'll see what we can do for the future.
This was Councillor Ibrar Hussein, and here is Drew Dallin, local artist and social worker.
I think that the people that have suffered most are the poor upon whose back we got the money. We did have a far greater problem with street crime and the sale of drugs and drug-related problems. And that has considerably diminished with interventions that were beyond New Deal, I think. There's been other investments like the helicopter, mainstream investment in policing as a general platform of central government politics was quite central. But I think it was amplified by then the use of this extra funding for local communities and was condoned. I mean, that was, I suppose, something that did seem to come across from the local community in consultations very strongly, was their need for safety, given that crime was perceived to be, and in many ways was then, a lot higher than it is now, partnership with, undoubtedly. We've got the money, we've got the benefits, we're now in a position where we have to look at it positively, because otherwise we'll be fools. It did come with benefits that have certainly assisted those people that have continued to live here. It's become more difficult for others to live here because the amount of social housing that we had before isn't available, and the finances of local people isn't such that they can now afford what was quite affordable property before. But I guess that's a reflection then in estate agent values of the houses, of what the entire neighbourhood has gone through in terms of a complete improvement, and it's then how it's seen. In terms of its perspective, the government wished to create what it calls mixed neighbourhoods here. It was a deliberate policy, again, of New Deal in its mid-years.
So who would be mixed with whom?
I think in a neighbourhood like this, it would be understood that you would try and get middle-class professionals in to create more of a healthy mix with the ethnic minority mix that's already here. What we haven't got are the more moneyed classes, if you like. We've been a downtrodden neighbourhood for some time, and although there's a mix of bohemian types like myself, who have always been here of a more radical persuasion perhaps, certainly left-wing, they lived comfortably here and have created a character in this neighbourhood which is quite traditionally radical, but also has an element of middle class. Burngreave has some very large houses because the industrialists used to live here above the valley of industry below. So it was a convenient place for some of the more minor classes to stay because of its proximity to both the industry and central city. And that's another reason why I think we were chosen, I think, in terms of geography and the possibilities, as well as the road of the city expanding as it needs to. this was the best place for it to go.
This was Drew Dallin speaking to Irini Apostolidou. You have listened to the sixth part of a special series exploring how the governmental regeneration program New Deal for Communities affected Burngreave and its residents. In the next part, Chris Seasons, member of the Burngreave New Deal for Communities Partnership Board, reflects on this national program in general. For any comments, please email us at communitieslive@sheffieldlive.org.